and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does your perspective on life change when you learn about a serious personal health condition? Blaine Sumo Sato was raised in Hawaii, a modern-day Renaissance man. He's a chef, a musician, a waterman, a pastor, a coach, a motivational speaker, and a family man. Sumo is passionate about serving the Lord and loving people. Ever wonder, how is it that Jesus is so real to someone? So much so that you feel the presence of Christ when you're with that person? It's what many feel when they're with Sumo. He's here with us by phone from Southern California, and we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. I know that's Sumo's heart, that's Suzanne's heart, that's my heart, that's our heart, that you would know the love of Christ right now, whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through. He loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who sustains Sumo, who lifts Suzanne, who keeps us up, is there for you, dear friend. Would you open your heart to Christ? Would you turn to him? That's our hope and that's our prayer. Sumo Sato lives in Huntington Beach and pastors H2O Community Church. He's also chaplain to the local fire department and lifeguard association. He's married to Diane. They have two children, Taylor and Micah. Sumo, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny and Suzanne. Thanks for having me, and welcome to all my brothers and sisters in Hawaii. Thank you.
Local boy, where in Hawaii, brother? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kaneohe. You know, I grew up in Kaneohe and went to the Mecca of Higher Learning, Castle High School.
What was it like for you growing up there in Kaneohe?
You know, we had the best of both worlds, the mountain one side, the ocean one side. But, you know, the great thing about Kaneohe was the community. And, you know, growing up in Kaneohe, it was always a good community. But, you know, from living there in the 60s, you know, great community, but something was always missing. So, you know, when I came to Jesus, it was that, I shouldn't say that missing link, it was getting rid of all the small G gods and allowing the big G God to come in and really to open your eyes to what community is. And, you know, that's one of the things I'm grateful about growing up in Hawaii, and especially that in Kaneohe, yeah, what a good community.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
You know, when I got saved, immediately I was taken under the wings of Larry Goez and his then wife, Rosie Goez. And they took me in and discipled me. And I was at the Episcopal Church in Kaneohe. Mm-hmm. And learned a lot about God. And actually, Larry and Rosie sent me to Bible college in California. So I ended up at, it was called Calvary International School, Bible School in West Covina. And the pastor was Raul Reese. So I was discipled by Raul Reese. And I lived in the LA area for 3 years and moved back home and came under the tutelage of Ralph Moore. And everybody asked me why I got a small okole. I said, because Ralph chewed my ukulele off, and he taught me the ways of the Lord. And still my tutor today. And, of course, Suzanne Ma Mars got me under her wing, too, and became my my spiritual mom and made sure that I was walking the path that God had called me to walk on. So, yeah, very grateful. Very grateful to Ralph Moore and Hope Chapel at the time, as it was called, and the things that God was doing.
Sumo, take us back. How did you become a Christian?
Well, you know, Danny, it's crazy. I went to a track meet at Kaiser High School, and this guy, his name was Daniel Riccadelli. I went to the track meet, and we tried sneaking in, and anyway, we tried sneaking in for 1 hour to the track meet, and finally we went to the gate, and the track meet was free. So I was mad because we tried for 1 hour to sneak in. And we went to the track meet, and I was sitting down, and, you know, all the people kind of recognized my friends and me as local pharmaceutical dealers of the time, of the day, the early 80s pharmaceutical dealers. And, yeah, we went to the track meet, and I was mad. We had gotten high before the track meet, and so I was mad. I went to sit alone, and there's this guy named Daniel, a holy guy, Daniel Riccadelli, coming to me. And anyway, I was like in the bleachers so far away from everybody, and I see him. I hope this guy's not sitting next to me. Long story short, he sits right next to me and starts witnessing to me. And the next thing you know, I'm up on the side of the hill by the Kaiser swimming pool, giving my life to Jesus, and never turned back. I thought I was going crazy the next day, because all I was thinking about was Jesus. And that was the beginning. Surrendered all, gave all. And at that point, God gave all to me. Mm-hmm. And I've been on this wonderful journey for the past 33 years now. So it's been unbelievable. Yeah, that was the start.
What stood out to you the most in your early years as a follower of Christ?
The biggest thing that stands out to me, Danny, was God's Word. Mm-hmm. And how the more I got infused with God's Word, and the more I dug in, and the more I listened to all these wonderful Bible teachers in Hawaii, I found that God's Word was powerful. And as believers, I found out at a young age, you don't need much of yourself to lead someone to Christ. If you knew God's Word and you're living God's Word, it was sharper than, I guess, a sword. Mm-hmm. And I guess the Holy Spirit, you know, it becomes so active in your life that the words you speak, you know, it's like words that they've never heard. And all of a sudden, all these people started getting saved. And, you know, I knew it wasn't a gift for me, because, you know, I don't think someone growing up in Kaneohe is that talented. So I understand what God said when he used unschooled ordinary men, because that's who I was from Kaneohe. But then the power of the Holy Spirit and God's Word that was cleansing me, and how I was learning his Word, became a very powerful part of my life. And just sharing with people God's Word, and loving on them, and, you know, being under Ralph Moore, it was crazy, because I actually spoke to him a few weeks ago, and I said, Ralph, I think you're the only guy who hired me to go get people saved. All he said was, you come on church on Sundays, you teach on Sunday nights, you lead worship on Wednesday nights, you do youth group on Wednesday, come to staff meeting, come Fridays, pick up your paycheck. The rest of the time, I want you to go surfing and lead people to Jesus. So, you know, that's what was my lifestyle, and it continues today. So anyway, yeah, the thing that stuck out to me is God's Word and how transforming it is, as you know, Danny?
Well, I think about Pastor Ralph and his amazing gift of perception, spiritual perception, sensitivity to be able to see, and not only to see, but to invest in you and to release you to do what God had called you to do. Mm-hmm. To do what you, and so what you do that wherever you go, you know, how has the Lord, I guess when we come back, I want you to share about how has the Lord helped you, taught you lessons through some really challenging times in ministry. And I want to ask that as a prelude to some things that you're going through right now, sort of a launching pad of what God has taught you to prepare you for what you're going through right now. You see, somebody today, dear one, even as you listen to Sumo Sato, Huntington Beach, California, raised in Hawaii, a powerful man of God, the Lord has invested in him to develop him, to enhance what he's already put in raw gifting and use him for the purposes of God's kingdom. But there are some challenging times that prepares him for even what he goes through now. And these are lessons that we all can learn from his life. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you enjoyed this episode of The Good Life? We have hundreds of episodes ready to stream on demand. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com to find encouragement in business, relationships, athletics, and much more.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
The Orange County Register wrote, Huntington Beach lifeguards named him one of two official chaplains for the department. And when a guard needs counseling after a drowning or just wants someone to talk to, they call on him, Blaine Sumo Sato. They say, we have a stressful job. Every once in a while, we have a drowning. It's nice to have a guy like Sumo to talk to let those fears and anxieties out, says Marine Safety Officer Chris Clark. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Suzanne Maurer. Our guest today, Sumo Sato. Sumo, before our break, we talked about what lessons have you learned, or how did the Lord prepare you even through difficult times, sort of as a prelude to what we're going to discuss in a moment about what you're going through now. But how did the Lord teach you to work through challenging times?
You know, Danny, I guess throughout my walk, I come to learn that pain and adversity drives us to God. Mm-hmm. And, you know, through my drug addiction through the early years, when I got saved, I started to understand the closer I drew to God. I kind of understood. I understand the scripture. I hopefully I understand it well, where it says, draw nigh to me and I'll draw nigh to you. And I kind of learned that through adversity and pain to draw close to God. And I had to learn that firsthand. And as I drew close to God, I could really feel God drawing close to me. Mm. And I also learned throughout the years that, sometimes prosperity financially, I'm not saying that I was any rich or anything like that, but prosperity health-wise, financial, spiritually, pride-wise, prosperity in your own self, that you become less sensitive to God and less sensitive to sin. Mm. So, you know, I at an early age, I learned early in my walk that to draw close to God in every situation. When times are going good, that's the best time to draw close to God, unless you drift far from God. Mm. I learned that early on in my walk. So I'm not saying it's easy now dealing with my cancer, but I don't look at adversity and pain as friends, but I look at it as something where I need my Savior. I need to know why. I need Jesus, and I need to know and really believe what he did on the cross was for me. And mm-hmm. It's for everybody. Mm-hmm. No?
Mm-hmm. How did you find out about the cancer?
You know, I wasn't feeling good. I went back home in October of last year, and I wasn't feeling good. And I was having some bowel problems. I thought maybe because I surfed some waves in Hawaii, and I ate it hard, that was causing some of the pain and whatnot. So I just went in, and I went in to see the doctor, and they said it was diverticulitis. And within a few days after being diagnosed with diverticulitis, I found myself back in the emergency room, and the radiologist saw a big old spot, and he goes, and she says, that's not diverticulitis, that's cancer. So I went in, and my whole thing is awareness of colonoscopies. You know, I could have avoided all of this at age 50 if I took my colonoscopy. And I went in for my colonoscopy in January, and they found some polyps, and the polyps came back to be cancerous. And they found some big old pockets of cancer. So I had the surgery in March. They took out 12 inches of my colon because I was staged at stage 4 cancer. And that's how I found out. And just from the colonoscopy, and from then on, you know, the battle began. You know, when you go through chemotherapy, I'm finding out it's really not a battle. It's like a beatdown. If you surf, it's like a 5-way pull down, and you're just waiting for your next breath. And, you know, those things, like I said, the pain, it drives me really close to God. And I'm just so glad that I had the relationship earlier where I learned to trust him those 33 years prior to that, practicing. Mm-hmm. And my orthopraxy, and learning how to really trust in Jesus, that I can see I'm here today, you know.
Mm-hmm. What scripture really speaks to you in this season of life?
You know, it's constant. It's a short scripture. I think I read it the other week, and I forgot to write it down, but he says that he's already laid an inheritance for us. Mm-hmm. And the whole, you know, John 3:30, that he must increase and I must decrease. And I think as believers, that's how I want to finish. I want to make sure that he's 99% of my life the day that he calls me home. Mm-hmm. And that 1% was me. But I also understand that he wants us to leave a legacy here on earth. So I'd like that legacy to be good. One that, you know, when people think of, hey, who's, you know, Sumo? Hey, he wasn't just a fat, jolly guy who served, but he loved Jesus, you know?
Oh, brother, I read about you in the Orange County Register. I read about you in the Los Angeles Times. I read testimonies of people who come up to you. You're a certain jolly person that is jolly in the name of Christ. And the testimony of the Lord has really touched the deep levels of the community in very, very tender ways. Your relationship with your wife and your kids, mm-hmm. Taylor, Micah, Diane, how has that been changed, enhanced, deepened in this process?
Well, my wife, I guess she catches the brunt of the storm because, you know, the thing, as you know, too, with your wife, Danny, who I love and who I've come to know over the years, you know, the thing that behind every, I shouldn't say a good man, because only one who's good, yes, it's behind every man, there's a really good woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be my wife. And my kids, I knew our relationship was really solid. And this may sound negative, but they, you know, they do pretty well in school. My son is a straight A student, and my daughter does really well in school. And as soon as I got sick, their grades went crazy.
Mm.
And, you know, my first thing was to trip out, hey, what are you guys doing? But I understand the relationship. You know, the whole scripture where a quarter three is strong. Without that third cord, Jesus, it's not strong. You know, a twine of two isn't that strong. A twine of three is stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I found out that our family of four, that it got weakened because one of the members got weak, and it weakened everything else. But we still had the, you know, the residing cord, you know, the cord that's stronger than anything else, Jesus, that would bind us. And, you know, they're on a recovery. They're doing well. My daughter will graduate this Thursday from Edison High School. My son's doing good. And, yeah, I think it's brought more awareness of how we should love one another. And I think a bigger awareness of who we should really trust. Can't trust doctors. I mean, you listen to doctors. You know, it's where you base your trust, what faith is, and where's your faith really in.
Suzanne, I know you and Sumo share a very special relationship because you, Mom, you recently saw him.
Mm-hmm.
As you listen to him share out of his heart, what goes on inside of you?
Thank you, Danny. Well, a part of me just honestly absolutely aches. Mm-hmm. And it aches for our family, and I know literally thousands of people. But Sumo is so anchored in Jesus Christ, and he has been since the day I met him, that a part of me says, heal him. Please, dear Lord, heal him. But in the process, I know that even Sumo, I felt like there was a grayness to your complexion Saturday night, and I noticed it. But even through that, the light of Christ, the love of Christ, the warmth of Christ radiates through you.
Mm-hmm.
And I am able to have an element of peace, knowing that I hate the battle, but I know that God is going to continue to use you in just amazing ways. And I do know that your family is just, you're just drawing, it's the triangle. You're drawing closer and closer to Christ through all of this, but then drawing closer and closer together. And I'm thankful for that. So my trust in Christ, knowing he's carrying you through this, is what sustains me. But it's still hard.
Sumo, you have a platform that is quite unique, certainly distinct. The platform being with the collective measure of all your life experiences, all the networking, all the relationships that have been built and deepened through the years. And even so, the gifting as an evangelist, as a pastor, your gifting in communication. Now, with what you're going through, what you're struggling with cancer, you can now speak in much more profound dimensions to people who are going through their own struggles. You can speak heart to heart with them. So when we come back, I'd like for you to speak to someone right now who's listening, who is suffering with an ailment. Maybe they too are going through chemotherapy. Maybe they are going into their operation soon. Maybe they are recovering from their operation. A word to them, heart to heart. A word to their family. A word even of what God would say through you to them in a tender way. Blaine Sumosato, with us, sharing heart to heart with you, dear one. Stay with us. You don't want to miss this now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Never miss our daily episodes on our podcast in iTunes. Just search for The Good Life Hawaii in iTunes or your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really helps promote the program, and we'd love hearing from our listeners.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Pastor Sumosato is the pastor of H2O Community Church in Huntington Beach. You can find out more about his church, find out more about his ministry at h2ohb.com. That's h2ohb.com. You know, the Los Angeles Times wrote about Sumo saying, quote, "The surf community has often rallied together in support of one of its own." Sato's been surfing since he was 4 years old, though he hasn't been able to do so lately. It's because of his cancer diagnosis. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Suzanne Maurer and our featured guest, Sumo Sato. Before our break, Sumo, we're talking about you speaking to someone right now who's going through a real challenge. Could be cancer, could be some other condition. But your tender heart to theirs, what would you say to them at this time?
You know, whenever I come across someone, you know, I go for chemo every Wednesday, Danny, and I go into a pretty affluent infusion center. It's called USC Keck in Newport Beach, and a very affluent community. And God put me in there for a reason. And one of the nurses who actually read some of the articles in all the newspapers and actually throughout all the TV stations through Orange County and Los Angeles County, she says, God wants you to be a light in here. And when I went to the infusion center, Danny, it was weird because the first day I spent my day crying in the infusion center, just watching so much people in pain. And I was like, I wonder if I'm going to end up like that. And, you know, you have to choose in your mind, you know, you got to beat this thing. So when you asked me that question, immediately Psalm 91 verses 1 and 2 came flying through my head. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And the psalmist writes, he says, I will say of the Lord. He's saying by himself, it's not the Lord saying to us, but the Lord, the psalmist himself saying, I will say of the Lord, speaking of Jesus himself, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. So, you know, whoever's out there struggling with whatever you're going through, you need to, I believe for myself too, that we need to understand who we're going to trust, and we need to say of the Lord, you know what? He's going to be my refuge, my shelter, my fortress when the arrows come flying in, when those bad reports come in. He's going to be my refuge. He's going to be my Shechem. He's going to be my Bethel, where I get to rest when the whole world is falling apart. and where God's going to give me peace, not that the world knows, but only the peace that God can give. And as we know that word peace, it's the absence of majority of the conflict in our life. And, there's less conflict where we can rest and say, you know what, you're my God and in whom I will trust. Not, I could trust you in this situation, but I'm going to trust you with my life. And I'm going to give you all. And I'm going to begin to trust in you. I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to trust in how the Holy Spirit talks to me. I'm going to trust in your word. I'm going to trust in the people who you surround me with and the good counsel that you put around me. And my other thing is, if you got negative friends, get rid of them. That's the last thing you need is negativity in your life. And there's some believers in my life, they're so negative. When I went through this, I go, hey, you need to take a vacation from my life for a few months because I could need the negativity. Uh-huh. So, hey, go on a vacation and call me when you come back.
I love it.
That's a good way to say it. And it needs to be said. Mm-hmm. It needs to be said. Yeah.
Yeah. But, my heart breaks for those who are in cancer. I asked my doctor the other week, so basically chemotherapy, because they really cannot target anything, as what I've known, what I've learned so far, and I could be wrong. But I basically asked the doctor, so I'm a guinea pig right now. And he basically said, yeah, we got to see what's going to work and what's not going to work. So I'm glad that I may, hopefully they can use me as a guinea pig. But, I told the doctor, I trust in a big G God, and my God is big. He's bigger than chemo. He's bigger than cancer. He's bigger than our universe. One of my seminary teacher said, I asked him when I first went there, being the low local boy in seminary, I goes, how big is God? And everybody laughed. And the professor said, good question, Mr. Sato. And I felt like I just got an A in the class. And he goes, that's a very good question. He says, God sets the universe on his pinky. And when he told me that, I was like, I don't need this class no more. Because my God, I could fail this class, but just by him saying that God places the universe on his pinky gave me an idea of when we cry or when Jesus cried, Abba, Father. And man, he's a big God, Danny. And he's a loving and he's a caring God. And, that's the God whom I'm going to trust, as Psalm 91 says in verse 2.
Danny, I've never heard that said of God, that he could hold the universe on his pinky.
I love that.
That's powerful.
Wow. Pastor Sumo, could you lead in a prayer for someone right now who is in that moment, perhaps even a tipping point for them, as you have shared from your heart, the words that you've shared, the scriptures you shared, but a prayer to, in a way, seal what you have shared as you pray. Please.
Sure. Father, we thank you for this day. I thank you, God, for Mom Suzanne Marr, Danny, and Julie, who's been a friend of mine for many years. And God, just what they're doing and how they're reaching out to people. But I want to pray right now, God, for anybody out there in the listening audience today, or wherever you may be, that the God of the universe, our Creator, created you in a special way to respond to him in a special way. And you might be going through something like me as cancer, and cancer is so minute to God. You might be going through a bad relationship. You might be going through financial hardship. You might be in a bad relationship, whatever it may be. God's concern is you. And I want to pray for you that this God who holds the universe on his pinky, though he holds the universe in his pinky, we're made in his image. So he's thinking about you. And when I pray for people, I think of God sitting on his throne and he's taking out his old wallet. Like my dad has this fat wallet and there's this plastic index in it and got pictures of all his kids, and he flies it open and he sees you and he smiles and he says, "That's my child." Mm-hmm. I pray today that you would understand that you're God's child and you are not alone, that this God who created the universe is so in love and cares so much for you that he sent his son. And what he did on the cross changed the history of the world, which means not only changes the history of the world, but changes the history of who you are, because you're made in his image. You're bought by the price of his blood, and he cares for you. And I pray the Holy Spirit would testify that to you, would touch your heart, would open your eyes to see God in a different way, that you would allow God and the Holy Spirit to love you like how his scripture says he wants to love on us. But I pray that you would also respond, and you would respond to God, and that you would receive his love this day, right now, and say, "You know what? I'm going to look at Psalm 91. I'm going to read what Sumo said in verse 1 and 2. I'm going to trust. I choose to trust in this God, in my God, in whom, who does many great and so wonderful things, that you would understand that and receive that love in Jesus' name." Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sumo, your prayer, I thank you. I thank you for praying. Dear friend, as you've been prayed for, receive that. Receive the grace. Receive the blessing. Receive the encouragement to rest in the Lord. To look ahead with a positive outlook. Every reason to look ahead with a positive outlook in Christ. Sumo, that's what I want to do. Let's talk about the future. I want to talk about what the Lord has laid on your heart, what vision the Lord has given to you for the years to come. You did mention the word legacy. We could come back on that and talk about the legacy that's being left, but what is your vision? When we come back from our break, talk about vision. Talk about what we have to look for ahead. Suzanne, hasn't it been effective for you from time to time to also think about what great things God will do in the days to come?
Danny and Sumo, what God's just impressed on my heart as I'm listening is, Sumo, you are many things, but perhaps most, you are a man of hope. You have lived your life giving hope, which is helping others prepare for eternity. And that's what's defining you in my heart right now, and I love it. God bless you.
So Sumo, when we come back, let's saddle up. Let's talk about vision. Let's talk about the future. Let's talk about what God is going to do through you, through your family, through your church, through your ministry. How's that sound, brother? Can we do that?
Oh, amen.
More from Sumo Sato. You know what? As we talk about vision, as we talk about future, God has a future for you. God has a hope for you. In Christ, yes, your hope. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Do you have a need that you would like prayer for? We have a dedicated prayer team who prays for and encourages everyone who needs some encouragement. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com and use the Contact Us page to send your prayer request. May the Lord bless you.
To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, I once heard them called, well, they'd either be called fire lighters or firefighters. And in the context of vision, you share a vision with someone and they douse it. And they say, oh, it's never going to happen. Why are you thinking about that? It's too difficult, too hard. Well, they are a firefighter. They are putting the fire out, the fire of the vision, the fire of hope that you have. But there are fire lighters. When you share with them, they start fanning the flame. Ooh, I think it can be done. Ooh, have you thought of this? Have you thought of that? Hey, let me help you. Let me put in. Let me invest in it. Who would you rather be around? Mm-hmm. Firefighter or fire lighter? When it comes to hope, when it comes to vision and future, I choose a fire lighter. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer and our dear guest today, dear friend, mm-hmm. Blaine Sumo Sato. Sumo, you're pastoring H2O Huntington Beach. You can find out more about him at H2OHB.com. Sumo, what about you? I mean, you've been around a lot of fire lighters. You tell the firefighters in this context, too, they need to take a vacation and get away. You don't need to hear those things right now. But tell us about the vision you have, the hope you have for the future.
You know, my the vision that God has given me, it's kind of progressive. It progressed from, like, I guess the day I was saved, you know. And I've learned so much about the church. And, you know, the success of the church, Danny, I think kind of be found within the four walls, in the context of the four walls of the church. The success of the church needs to be found in the context of the community it serves in. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of been I've had a million naysayers in my life. Nah, this will never work. You know what? It's been hard, but God always pulls through to whatever vision He's given me, and our team, and what we've done. But the context of the church, I don't think the success is in the four walls. It's in the community it serves in. So I'm a real community guy, and like Moms Mara was at our church Saturday night. And, mm-hmm. I think I was saying to the congregation, we're the only church with two walls, a big surfboard, no roof. You know,
and that no was roof. A big surfboard.
It's the world's largest surfboard, actually, that we meet under. And, you know, we're situated right in downtown Huntington, Danny. And per square feet per capita, Huntington Beach has the most bars in the city of any city in the United States. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess my vision is always intentional, Danny. Whatever we're going to do, it's going to be intentional. Why do we love the houseless? We don't call them homeless. We call them houseless. Why do we love the houseless? Because we need to be intentional. Why do we love widows and orphans? It's because I've never been at a church with a widows and orphans ministry. And, God, you know, God says, hey, this is what you need to do. You need to first minister to widows and orphans. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at our church bank statement, you'll see a ton of gas. Our credit card is a ton of gas station bills, because everybody comes asking for money. And I don't want to give them money because they can do whatever. But I know one thing, that if they have a car, they can get places. And I'm pretty sure they won't drink. They won't drink the gas or sell the gas, but they're going to use it. So we're very intentional in what we do. And, you know, my vision has always been to love like Jesus. And you cannot go wrong. And I think Jesus's his mission was very intentional. I think it was very thought of carefully. And I like to do things in those manners. And, you know, it might not be a big hurrah and whatnot, but to me, if one person comes to the Lord, hey, that's one more we got. You know, I think I really believe the vision, I was always thought the local church is the hope of the world, Danny. It has to be. Mm-hmm. And without the local church, there would hardly be hope. And we look at all these big churches and we forget about these pastors who pastored 20 to 100 people for 40 years. I mean, you know, I look at those guys, you know, they'll have these big old fat crowns in heaven and I'll have a thimble for my thumb. And that's okay. I want to be faithful like one of those guys who pastored a church for 40 years with 20 to 100 people. And I always tell people I would rather have a church that's 5 miles wide and, I mean, 1 mile wide and one mile deep than 5 miles wide and 1 inch deep. And I want to be intentional. And I want to make sure people are discipled and that they know Jesus. And someone told me at a young age I would never pastor a large congregation. And I always agreed with them. And I understand that now. And because I really care about people. And I care about who they are. I care about their character, their integrity, their family. And most of all, how they're going to finish. You know, it's, we want to finish well. And I teach that all the time. We want to finish well. We want to finish with character, integrity, and being more like Jesus every day. So, I want to be intentional. That's my vision, you know, like more people.
And Danny, I want to share that it was so moving for me. Sumo, I'm so proud of myself. I didn't cry Saturday night. It wasn't easy. I'm not doing quite as well today. But the thing that was so, that I took away from Saturday night is everyone there is so in love with Jesus in you. It's you, but so much more. It's Jesus radiating through you and loving through you. And it was just so touching, and it had a real impact on me Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think about the simplicity of how will someone know unless they see Christ in Sumo, mm-hmm. in Suzanne, in me. Dear friend, as you listen, wherever you are, where you are, how will other people know unless they see Christ in you? Christ through his spirit is manifest. And by the way, Sumo, I'm with you, brother. The local church. The local church. Now, as you've shared, the word intentional must have come out about 20 times as you shared that, Sumo. Intentionality. Hey, we don't have much time, do we, on this earth?
Oh, no.
So we need to be prayerful. We need to be planning, thinking, strategic. I get that's what I'm sensing. That's what I'm getting from you. Mm-hmm. Take us further. Why the intentionality? Why so much emphasis on that?
You know, I get to hang out with some pretty cool guys of the faith. And one of my really good friends is Francis Chan, and I meet with him a lot. They come to my house. I go to his house. And if people knew what he left to be intentional in what God has, and I'm just talking about a man named Francis Chan, a most wanted speaker on a circuit, whatever, but he's a man. And the way he lives his life, Danny, if people could examine how he lived his life, it's crazy. I mean, his house is constantly full. He's grabbing people off the street. And that's how I used to live, you know, and I was like, man, this is the kind of guy I want to hang out with. And he's been so intentional. I mean, it's been insane. He left his big church. He's doing a project called Project Bayview in the really dark side of Oakland. You know, hanging out with Francis these past few years has just heightened my being intentional in everything we do. And time is short. You know, the Bible says our life, you know, as you know, the life here is but a our life is here is a breath in heaven. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure my breath is good, and I want to share that breath. And I think coming from Hawaii, we understand that the breath, you know, the aloha and the ha, being face to face with people and being intentional about, hey, you know what? I'm different. I'm a fat guy. I smile. I got a long goatee. I look like, you know, I look like Confucius and Santa Claus at the same time. But inside of me, I want to give you a, I want to give you something. Mm-hmm. And that's the intentional, the intention that I think all of us believers should have, that we have this gift, Danny, that is so powerful. It changed history. It changed the world. And we have it in our hands. And we need to be intentional with the gift of who Jesus Christ is. And that's why you do what you do. That's why I followed you for so many years. Who's this guy with the raspy voice? And how come he's a Jesus freak, you know? I want to be a Jesus freak like him, you know? And people call me a Jesus freak. And I go, I am a Jesus freak. And I'm going to freak out all over you. You don't be careful. And, you know, that's why we do what we do. And, you know, I'm glad I had someone to look up to, someone like you, and go, yeah, I can be a Jesus freak like Danny. I don't got the sexy, raspy voice like Danny, but hey, you know what? I can be a Jesus freak just like him. Very intentional in what we do. You understand that word well too, Danny.
Sumo, you are a gracious man, and we have been blessed, truly blessed. My respect for you has always been grand, and all the more. I love you, dear brother, and I'm grateful for you, and thank you for being with us today.
And we love you too, Sumo. You know that.
Amen. Love you, folks. Thank you very much. I appreciate this time, and keep doing the good work, Danny and Mom. Love you guys.
Love you, honey.
Dear one, I hope you've been moved, even as we have, and by the story of Sumo Sato. You can find out more about him at H2OHB.com. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do it? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 90, verse 12. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Sumo Sato. Again, find out more at H2OHB.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave